proactive.org.
There's a reason why so many celebrities use Proactiv. Their faces are their money. And it's time for you to get it because Proactiv has set up a special 800 number. For just $19.95, you'll get Proactiv and a rotating deep cleansing brush. A $45 value, yours free. For only $19.95, you're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or your money back. Here's the number, 1-800-644-5944. Call now for a lifetime of beautiful skin. 1-800-644-5944.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Looking to try a new local restaurant?
Search Kuna Foods' new dining website, bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com. Like them on Facebook. That's bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com.
This week on Christian Questions, our world overflows with voices and distraction. How do we determine which voice can actually be the voice of Jesus in all this mess? Christian Questions, Sunday morning, 6 to 7 a.m. on the big 550 KTRS.
Dear obsessed fans of St. Louis Bread Company's Strawberry Poppy Seed and Chicken Salad, the Strawberry Poppy Seed and Chicken Salad has returned, only at St. Louis Bread Company.
Yes, the music that sounds like Christmas music, but isn't.
How much is that doggy?
It's doggy music.
The one with the wagon.
I know, it's hard to believe it's been a week already, but it has.
How much is that doggy?
Now the phones are already starting to light up, which tells me we have a lot of listeners who love their pets, and I get it. I'm a dog lover. I'm looking forward to our next dog. We've been without a dog for a while, and one of these days we'll do it again. I think my wife already knows what she wants. Not that I let her make the decision.
No.
I let her think she's making it. Dr. Doug is standing by on the phone. Here's how this works. If you have a pet and you have a question, he is a terrific veterinarian. He's been at it for a while. And even people who have veterinarians, you'll notice, call him. They're not quite sure their vet maybe doesn't really know what he's talking about, or she. Let's see what Dr. Doug has to say. And you can, too, if you call 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Dr. Doug is brought to you by Laclede Cab. Owners who really love their pets call a Laclede Cab for their pet if that pet needs to go somewhere. If you really care, you'll call Laclede. There's an app, it's STL, I'm kidding, of course, it's for humans. STL Taxi is the app, and it's a really easy way to get yourself the cab you want, and that's a Laclede cab. Give it up, if you would, please, for Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hey, how is everyone today?
Oh, doctor, we're having a great day. How are you?
I am AM in the PM.
There you go. Hallelujah. Whenever I can pop that top off.
Is it beautiful today?
Yes, and get here and not get a ticket, and I cannot believe I still have not. I'm almost like teasing the police. Here, it's a dark emerald green metallic Corvette.
Oh.
Target top. It'll usually be popped off as the weather is nice. Can't miss me. Ball head, you can see with the top off. I'll be hitting it pretty good, especially that last stretch from Olive to Page in the right lane before I jump off the exit ramp. I have been known to run that up to about 90, 95. So if you're in the area, you might want to watch for me. I'm just telling the truth. That's all. It's hard not to do.
Hey, last hour, remember I talked about getting a phone call from someone that said they were from the Troopers, State Troopers Association.
Right.
I just got a call during the break from someone from the State Troopers Association in Jeff City and said that they completely stopped doing any phone calls.
So it can't be legit because they don't solicit by phone.
Yeah, they don't solicit by phone anymore.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yet they give you a legitimate entity. There is a police trooper. They just don't do that. Well, that's good to know. Doctor, you ready?
I am ready.
One last time for the numbers, 314-969-KTRS. That's 969-5877. That's the one you want to try first. If that doesn't work, go with this one, 888-550-KTRS. We start with Mark. Mark, say hello to Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hello, Dr. Doug.
Hey, Mark, how are you?
Doing okay, sir. I got a quick question for you. It's a little after the fact. My daughter got a rescue puppy from a place here in St. Louis. I won't mention the name. 9-week-old Beagle mix. Had it a day, came home, had to take it to the emergency hospital for dogs. It had parvo.
Okay.
I've heard of parvo.
Oh, parvo
is that
horrible.
A worm thing?
No. It's a virus.
Okay. It's a virus. The dog died last night.
Ooh.
We're just wondering what kind of precautions. We've bleached the floors in the house. And everywhere we thought the dog was is the cat in danger? She has a cat.
No, it's pretty specific to. There are different parvoviruses and different species, but that canine parvovirus is real specific to the dog. Unfortunately, I mean, you have to use a bleach. I'm not sure which product you're using, but some are better than others at killing parvovirus and other viruses that are resistant like that. In the wild, in a natural state, like out in the yard and stuff, the parvovirus can last for months.
That's what we've been told. Do we dig up the area? The dog. She only had the dog for less than 48 hours before she had to take it to the vet.
Right.
She knows where it pottied twice outside. Do we just dig the dirt up and replace it?
Yeah, or you could, I think you could hose it down pretty heavy, and that might be useful, too. We had a lot of good rain, which would be helpful, mm-hmm. too. So I think that would be safe enough.
Okay, and she has a carpet and a sofa. Now, the animal didn't. The animal went to the bathroom, I guess, peed on the carpet a little bit.
Sure.
But nothing on the sofa. Should they take any precautions with steam cleaning?
I just wipe down everything, and if you can steam clean that area, if you thought there was a lot of exposure, it wouldn't hurt.
Okay.
And especially since it sounds like you're getting ready to bring another critter
well,
in.
Well, I don't know how soon she's going to be ready to bring it in. It just happened, so she's pretty broke up about it.
Yeah, but you have to be careful to judge, because sometimes these puppies come in and you don't know what they have, and that's why they end up sometimes in the rescue opportunity. But it's terrible when you experience it. And I've even seen dogs that were tested for parvo come up negative, and then 3-4 days later they start to mount clinical presentation. So
right.
You have to just be careful to interpret what went on. If they tested and they were vaccinating, they might have been doing all they could do.
Right. Yeah, I understand, and that's what they told us. It's just, you know, they didn't even have the dog. I mean, it was getting sick the night they brought it home. Thursday night it was getting sick. Already had diarrhea, and we're figuring
out. Yeah, that's
no, there's that word.
Oh, no, you know what? She's lucky that it only lasted 48 hours. I had a puppy one time a long time ago,
mm-hmm.
and it had parvo, and it finally died, but it took weeks for this thing to die, and it just sat there and looked at its food bowl and wanted to eat but couldn't eat. And
right.
then, like he said, the diarrhea and the vomiting,
yeah.
and it was just ungodly.
Well, and you know, it nothing, you know, you ran up some huge, you know, over $1,500 in vet bills.
Oh, yeah.
You know, for just those few days, because it was over the holiday weekend. They had tech
sure.
coming in to keep an eye on them. And, you know, I understand the cost, but it's just like, wow.
That's a tough situation for your daughter, too.
It sure is. So,
yeah.
All right, so
I'm
steam
so sorry.
Clean,
yeah.
steam cleaning the soap would be a good idea, and the carpet, you think?
Yes. I would look at some of the products you can find at the store, and a lot of them will say will kill parvovirus and specifically, and that's what you want to...
Or you could. I would Google products that will, for cleaning carpet, that will kill
parvo.
That's
a good idea.
Yeah, yeah.
We just didn't want to use bleach on our new carpet.
And no.
Right.
That new black carpet.
Yeah.
yeah.
yeah. It would not be a good thing. All right, well, thank you so much, Dr. Doug. I appreciate
good
your
luck.
Time.
Thank you, Mark.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
That's a bad experience.
That's rough.
Little known fact. That was the Marx brother who could not perform because he always had parvo Marx. He always had constant diarrhea.
Oh, my goodness.
And he
was
not
hoping
able
you
to
weren't
going to
make a joke about
his...
parvo.
now I've let Peon down. I feel so bad.
Oh, you did.
Yeah, I feel
parvo
horrible.
Is horrible.
It sounds awful.
How come that never gets mentioned more often
on
this segment?
It must not be that
common. We haven't said that
you
word
know what?
For
because
years.
It's been controlled pretty well by responsible owners and programs that have, you know, really cut back. And we kind of see it seasonally. But if you're, you know, if you're taking care of those animals, and some of the rescue groups do a better job than others, and I don't want to mention names either, but, you know, you want to ask good questions. You should tell your people out there, be sensible, ask proper questions, make sure you have time, like 72 hours after you adopt, to get your veterinarian to do a good review, and they can do a parvo test. And make sure that you're doing the best you can do to protect yourself.
Hey, Dr. Doug, is parvo always fatal, or is it
no,
curable?
No, but it can be very aggressive, and you don't always know what stage you're getting the puppy. And it can also, the virus can also have problems, and it can attack the heart of the little puppy as well as the GI system.
All right, I'm guessing this next name, it's Dan has either made a mistake or ma'am, your real name is Kathleen. I'm guessing it's Kathleen, but he has K-A-T-L-E-E-N. It's Kathleen, isn't it?
That is correct.
Okay,
it is
Dan,
Kathleen.
You made a mistake.
Oh, my first one.
Yeah. Kathleen, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. Thank you so much for taking my call.
No problem.
We are getting ready to adopt our first dog as a family pet, and the foster mother, when we inquired from the website and contacted the foster mother, the dog was just brought to her home and had not visited the vet yet for examination. So the dog does have heartworms, and so that we have a lack of knowledge with what that means. So in our search, in just trying to gain information, could you tell me, is the treatment typically successful?
Yes, if it's a good, healthy dog, it can be very successful. It takes some time. It's very expensive, and you have to keep that dog, when they start treating it, quiet, because as they start to kill the worms inside the body has to respond and clean up those critters. So usually they'll start with something like doxycycline, and they'll try and kill down the baby load, and then they'll put you on a drug that's much more toxic to the animal, but also to the worms. So it's probably a multi-month process. And again, you just have to be careful when they're getting well. A lot of times they'll go through a difficult time, and you keep them quiet on anti-inflammatories, and they can do well.
On average, how long does it take to get rid of it? Average, how long?
I'm sorry?
How long on average to clean it up and clear it up?
Usually a couple months, 2 to 3 months.
Wow.
How do you keep a dog quiet?
Well, you just can't let them go bolting around, you know, out the yard, without, you know, just control them, take them out on a lead, let them do their business, bring them back in, crate them, and keep them quiet, because whatever you do at that point is going to protect their longevity and their health. So it's where tough love, we call it.
Sure, and I think that we can be, you know, successful with the house that we have, the yard, and, you know, that we can be successful in keeping the dog calm. She likes to be held.
Yes.
So that,
well, don't
you know,
we all.
I think it's
right,
great that you're willing to take that on, and you should be applauded.
Is there a chance that with, you know, certainly I understand the keeping calm and what that means, but even if we do that, is there still a chance that she may die?
Well, you know, to say that she couldn't is crazy, because anything can happen, but if you do everything you're talking about doing, and your veterinarian's guiding your care, then I think you'll have a real good chance of surviving the dog. And the problem with the infections are you can't tell just from a test that's just kind of black and white, it's all or none, doesn't tell you if there's 100 adult worms in the heart or one. So that's why you have to be careful, because the body literally has to, the immune system has to kind of clear those up as they die and eat them up, and otherwise if they're moving around too much, it's almost like throwing a clot in your blood system.
Right.
So you have to be really cautious.
Sure. Okay, thank you so very much.
Kathleen, can I tell you something? I'm analyzing your voice. You sound like you might be the nicest person in the world. I'm not kidding. No, just the way she said that.
You are awesome.
Is there a chance he might die? Yeah. If I'm sick, I want you to call me and talk to me to get me to feel better.
I am a nurse.
See?
I knew it.
All right, Kathleen, call anytime, okay?
All right, thank you. Bye.
Have you heard a more pleasant voice?
No. He's a nurturer.
Some people just have that, you feel better as soon as you talk. You know, they just
it.
And then you got other people. But let's talk to, we've said before, Dr. Doug is a chick magnet, and here's more proof of it. This should be Stephanie. Stephanie, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug.
See, another beautiful, pleasant voice.
Yes. Can we help you?
What is your question?
Yes. I just wanted to know, how important is it right now to get the canine flu vaccine? And if it is important to get it here in St. Louis, where can we get it?
Okay, most veterinarians are carrying it because a lot of the programs like the grooming shops and the kennels, they've all decided to demand it. So I can't think of, I mean, I don't know your veterinarian in particular, but most of us do carry the flu vaccine. In reality, there's probably not a great risk in my mind to the kind of flu virus that we saw killing animals up in Illinois. But because it only takes one negative experience for everybody to get, you know, on their toes and concerned, the policy right now for everybody is to get them vaccinated. It's usually a two-vaccine episode about 3 weeks apart. So just call around. We have it, but I'm sure a lot of vets in your area have it as well.
Okay, great.
Okay, honey?
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Stephanie. Stephanie, how old are you?
I'm 30.
Favorite age.
Yeah.
Absolutely my favorite age. You know, Stephanie,
that's
a woman's sexual peak is 30. Did you know that?
Oh, I absolutely know that.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Get her number.
She's aware.
Doctor, get her number. I'm married, okay?
Yeah.
I'm married, for goodness sakes.
Wait a minute, I'm married, too.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Stephanie.
Thank you.
I can't believe he'd say something.
Get her number.
Wow, you and I sure aren't alike, Doctor.
No.
The last thing I think about when I hear a sexy-sounding woman is I wonder if I could get her number. Boy,
well, we'll have to work on you.
Are we different? We're going to close this out with Mark. Mark, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. How are you?
Hey, Mark. How are you?
I'm great. Hey, first of all, I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you. That's good to hear.
I have a question. I have a full-blooded lab who somehow got a cut in between his paws, I guess where his nails are, and I don't want it to get infected. Is there any way I could put, like, hydrogen peroxide or anything on that?
Yeah, you can. Now, you might want to check and see. Sometimes they'll get a little foreign body in there, like from the yard, and that can fester and swell. And they have some glandular tissue right between the toes that can create little abscesses. So it might be wise to have your veterinarian look at it and make sure he doesn't have to pull out some kind of grass on or some kind of structure in there. That might be what's actually happening.
Hold on, what's grass on?
It's like a little burr kind of structure. It's got little spines on it, and it's very common. They kind of penetrate the skin, and they just create a little local infection. And people will just, all you may see is a little swelling, a pink swelling between the digits.
Yeah, that's
you
got to
kind of
so.
Dissect that open, and there's pus in there.
Oh,
yeah,
see,
there it is.
You had to do it. You had to put the word pus in there. Oh,
but that's, you know, it may not be enough just to put the peroxide on, and you might end up allowing something to persist that doesn't need to persist.
Right. Okay, I just want to make sure.
Okay, good luck.
Thank you.
Some antibiotics will probably be appropriate.
Thank you, Mark, and thank you
for
listening.
Thank you.
Yeah, there are some words that are the perfect words for what they are. Pus is one. Fester.
Oh.
Yes.
That's fester.
Another one. Fester. Well, doctor, this
thank
was fantastic.
So
it was so good. I'd like to do it again next week. What do you say?
Okey-dokey. Right. Be well, kid.
Done. Thank you. Dr. Doug Pernikoff, everybody. There you go. It's courtesy of Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. Now.
Meet me.
Now we're going to do traffic because that's the new routine. Is I have to turn it over. Who's in the air? Wherever.
Tim Weiland.
Oh, okay, I'll take care of this. I'm supposed to have Dan.
I'll throw it to Dan.
Let's go to Dan Strauss and see who he's going to go to check on traffic. Dan?
Well, thanks so much, Frank. We're going to throw it to Tim Weiland right now and check traffic.
Wouldn't
Tim?
It be funny if Tim now threw it to somebody else?
Yes, that would be good.
That'd be great.
Tim, throw it to the pilot.
A big station. What's going on, Tim?
It was great that Ian threw it to you, and then you threw it to Dan, and Dan threw it to
me. That's a team effort here.
That's great.
Not just any station could do that without it sounding awkward.
You're right. Yeah. You're the only ones who could pull that off.
When you're finished, Tim, then you throw it to John Longo.
Oh, yeah. Hand it right back to John.
Wouldn't that be something? No,
be
he can't because I have to set the stage because it's something I need to say.
Throw it to Frank, and then Frank will throw it to John.
Okay,
well,
yeah, you throw it to Frank.
If we were in North County, I could somehow hand off the Washington Elizabeth thing to Frank.
This is like a double play. What's going on?
There's really not much happening on the highways right now. We've got good news. No accidents, incidents to report. We're flying south on 55 now, and it's actually pretty light. From downtown all the way down through Highway 270. Now, 270, you do have some slower traffic between 40 down to Doherty Ferry. On the downtown bridge approach, eastbound 40 was pretty heavy between Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. That right lane on northbound 55, that was heavy a little bit south of Park. And it looks like westbound 40, we're getting that usual slowdown now a little west of the Science Center out through McCausland. This report brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. Dear obsessed fans of St. Louis Bread Company's strawberry, poppy seed, and chicken salad, stop driving by and staring in their windows. The strawberry, poppy seed, and chicken salad has returned only at St. Louis
Bread
Company.
Yeah, stop driving by and staring in the windows. That's Larry Connor's job.
No, he stares at the roof.
Oh, that's right.
That's
right.
He does. with your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic. I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Tim. Got an awkward situation here. I'll ask you guys how to deal with
right.
it. First of all, John Londoff cannot hear me.
No.
We're making up some commercials because we weren't here Monday,
okay.
which means we have to shorten his time. We have to cut him down. You know how sensitive he is.
Right.
How do we do this without him taking it wrong or getting upset or mad? Because we really don't have as much time as we normally do. Because, well, look, he closes more. He understands more.
Right.
So he has to come back and kind of make up the rest of the week. How do we handle this? Do we just say, John, how you doing? We don't have quite as much time today, so let's get right to it.
Yeah.
I think we should discuss this for a couple more minutes. That'll make him even
more
understandable.
Yeah. You got a good point. Let's just go right to John. John, how are you? I knew it. We're on a little tight leash.
Hi,
tight leash
Hello?
Today. Yeah, not quite as much time as we normally have. How are you today?
I've been on hold for 5 minutes.
No, you haven't.
I mean,
no.
If you put me on, as soon as you said bye to Dr. Doug, I might be done.
No. Oh,
probably
no.
Not,
oh, there's no way you'd be done.
I wanted to say hi to Randy and Sharon Mayfield in here from Central Presbyterian Church, church where Mimi Lonoff and I were married, and Randy sang at our wedding. But his beautiful wife, Sharon, is here, and they're going to buy a Chevy Impala today.
Yeah,
Randy and Sharon Mayfield are going to buy an Impala. I love that Impala.
Guys, listen to you all the time.
What?
My girlfriend here doesn't listen as often. But say hi, Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
Oh, again. She says, say hi, Sharon. She said, hi, Sharon.
That's
it's like a comedy routine. Yeah. If you buy a Chevy, we'll think that's funny. We'll laugh at all your jokes if you buy that Impala. So where he said, hold on. John says you're from the Presbyterian Church, like that's where you live. What part of town do you live in?
It is basically where I live. We live out in Baldwin, but my church is in Clayton, and that's where I spend most of my time. Yeah.
Are you a minister?
I am.
Really?
Yes, I am.
Well, and he listens to us.
We had
a great idea for a segment. What is it, Randy?
Hey, I think you need to have, you know, you've got all your little moments with veterinarians and everybody else. You need to have a minute with the Rev.
Ask
any question to the Rev, and we'll see what happens.
How about ask the Rev?
Well, Reverend, hang on. We'll have a quick conference and see how we feel about that. Hang on a second. No, not going to do it.
We don't need your number.
We have a show rabbi already.
We do have official rabbi. I tell you what we could do. It's a Presbyterian church. We could make Randy the official Presbyterian minister. In fact, let's do it right now. I declare Randy Mayfield the official Presbyterian minister of the Lord's Morning Show in the afternoon.
Yeah, done. Bang the gavel.
Done. It's that easy. Randy, how long have you been a preacher?
Only 36 years.
Wow. He's got some time, man. Is that huge Presbyterian? Did you say Central Presbyterian?
Yeah, it is the largest in town. It's a big one, yeah.
I mean big, like how many members?
A couple thousand.
Yeah,
wow.
It's a big church. I've actually been there. I know. Don't have a heart attack.
Whoa.
It was a long time ago, but I remember how big that church was. A big brick church, and yeah, that's exactly what it is.
It is. It's a beautiful church. There are a
so, how close are you to a deal on the Impala?
Well, you know, I'm real close. It's really. I've laid it in the hands of my friends here at the Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. They haven't failed me 5 times in a row, so I have a sense I'm done for. But I brought my bride with me, and that's the big.
He brought Sharon, the closer.
That's right.
He knows Mark.
So he's a 5-time customer. He's bought before. Oh, this is a slam dunk. Plus, John gives a little extra special deal to men of the cloth.
I have a great idea.
What?
Yeah.
What?
I might take a little bit off of your next check, and I just go ahead and put it on this deal for Randy.
That is a fantastic idea.
Randy, be quiet, okay? Minister or not, keep out of this. He's tried this before. It's not going to work. So let's talk to Sharon. Is it Sharon, correct? Sharon, do you work?
No.
Mm. So you
make. Hey, listen, I take care of her.
Karen, you got to talk a little bit more than this.
She almost said it. She almost said it like this. The idea of work disgusts her. Guess what? It disgusts me too. I'm with you. Do you work? No.
Well, I mean, you are down to what, 4 days a week?
Working to even better hours than that. And, Randy, one other quick question. When I was a kid, and I don't know if they do this anymore, they had what they called the parsonage. The preacher was given a home by the church. Do they still do that?
You know, they don't, but pastors can take a housing allowance.
Okay.
And so that's what we do now. Usually, I grew up in a pastor's home, too, and we're right next to the church, and that's a tough place to have to be.
Well, but not only that, it's not really fair. But I'd rather have the allowance, because whatever that house is, that's what you get. You're going to be our preacher? Here's where you're living. So you don't have any choices.
The house.
Yeah, I never did like that idea, so I'm glad they've gone to the
You know, you're asking a lot of questions. Like, I don't know, maybe you're thinking of getting into becoming a preacher.
No, I'm just a little concerned about my soul. I would like to know one other thing. What's the sermon subject matter, do you know yet, for this coming Sunday?
Yeah, well, we're in a series on the Book of Acts, actually. The supernatural, the Book of Acts.
Ooh, that sounds good.
We have five pastors. I don't preach again until I'm the missions guy, so I'm on the road a lot. But I preach again in August. You'll have to come in August. You will enjoy it, Frank. I love your show and listen to it daily. So you've got to understand. I don't know how many
preachers. He's not on the show anymore.
Let me check my. Is August? August you'll be back? Let me just check my Sunday schedule in August. Oh, every Sunday it says Lake of the Ozarks.
Oh, man.
All your Sundays are booked.
Both deliveries.
Can you pick it up online?
You can. It's live streaming. There you go.
There's the answer. There used to be many years ago, at the lake, I'm not kidding, Lake of the Ozarks and some other lakes around the country maybe still do it, they had Sunday services over a PA system on a floating flat barge, and people pulled up by boat and listened to the sermon.
Absolutely.
I thought that was great.
I used to preach and do stuff at Sequoia National Park, at the beaches in California where I was.
Yeah.
They used to do that back in the day. Now it's not really correct to do any preaching publicly, but you know how that is.
Yeah, well, a lot of things aren't politically. It doesn't stop us.
Political
correctness. Well, we're glad to have you as listeners and as a Londoff customer, multiple customer, actually, many, many times. John, what else do we need to cover now that we've met these nice people? I think that was probably the most important thing.
You know, Frank, when a month ends on a Saturday or Sunday, as the month of May does, then the month continues all the way through the following Monday. So all of the great deals we have right now, and I mean great deals, go through Monday night, June the 1st. But don't wait. We have way too many cars and trucks here. Please come up and see us. We love the AM and the PM crowd. And, again, a lot of all of our great pricing is online at lawnduff.com. But we're still in a huge push for Sparks and Sonics. So if you want a great vehicle, a great deal, come and see Johnny Lawn Duff Chevrolet here at 1375 Dunn Road at the Washington Elizabeth exit. In a few weeks, they are going to work on the underpass at Florissant Road. So Florissant Road going north and south here in Florissant will be shut down for about 4 to 5 weeks by MoDOT. So more than ever, your exit to great deals. Jenny Lawn Duff Chevrolet is Washington Elizabeth exit off of Interstate 270. 314-837-1800. I almost said automotive heaven, but I thought I shouldn't do that with the pastor here.
Wow.
Yeah, you don't want to call any earthly thing heaven. That's one quick question. Are they looking, Mr. and Mrs. Mayfield, Pastor and Mrs. Mayfield, are you looking at which Impala, the LTZ or the LT? Which one?
Yeah, well, actually, that's what we're going to decide today. I like my leather seats, and so I'm pushing for it if I can get a good deal. But, yes, it's going to be the LTZ or the LT, probably red, maybe black.
Go for the LTZ. I'm just saying, go for the LTZ.
I know, I agree.
You deserve it. You've been preaching for 36 years. God wants you to have the LTZ.
You know, for your love gift today, Frank, of only $5,000, I will go for that LTZ.
Okay.
Whoa, listen to him.
John, we're going to send you a bunch of business.
That got you off the air pretty quick.
Yes, it did. We're out of time. We're out of time. Completely out of time. Sharon and Randy, it was a pleasure. Thank you for your business.
Somebody get him a cold glass of water or something. All right, see you, kids.
Thank you, John.
Late tonight.
Okay. Enjoy that Impala. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Nice guy.
Yeah.
Preachers. Hey, we got rabbis. We got black, white, Asian rabbis. We have we don't have any Amish because it's tough for them. It's hard to listen when you're not supposed to have a radio.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a little tough.
They have lesbians.
Now, hey, I was at the lake this past weekend, and I was in a restaurant, and a party of 50 Mennonites came in. I don't know the difference between Amish. I think Mennonites can wear pale colors.
And Mennonites can also, I think, have some electronics or some sort of, you know, the...
Well, they must be up to because they had a car.
Yeah.
They were in their own car.
Yeah.
And then I drove by later. It was like 11:30. And they'd already closed the kitchen, and I said, what are they thinking? They go, no, that's different. Those are men at night. They go out at night looking for a place to eat. That's a different sect.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Yes.
Johnny Londoff, you know where he is, Washington Elizabeth exit off 270. Hey, we've never, ever claimed that this show was good.
Okay? No.
Come on, cut us some slack. We'll be right back. Big 550 KTRS.
They made it to the third round. Tonight, Soccer Park in Fenton comes alive with excitement as the St. Louis FC takes on Minnesota United FC in the third round of the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. Coverage begins at 6, the game at 7 on the big 550 KTRS, your home of the St. Louis FC.
Are you suffering from sinus headaches, sinus infections? Well, you don't have to live like that. You can actually get help. Dr. Karen Boone and MetroSinus.com. Dr. Karen Boone comes from a long line of family doctors, and she has a procedure that she will perform on you called in-office balloon sinuplasty. Now, sinus surgery used to be very invasive, but not anymore, thanks to Dr. Karen Boone. She will sit you down in her office in St. Charles, takes about an hour. She will enlarge your sinuses so they drain properly. And it's permanent. No more sinus headaches, no more sinus infections, no more waiting online with meth addicts for cold medicine. Solve your sinus problems for good. Call Metro Sinus, 636-685-8040. That's 636-685-8040 or MetroSinus.com. The great news is that it is covered by insurance. What are you waiting for? Solve your sinus problems for good. Metro Sinus or MetroSinus.com.
Hi, this is Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware. Well, it's gumball season again. And if you have gumball trees, you know exactly what I mean. Wouldn't it be great if you could keep those gumballs from falling out of the tree in the first place?
You can do that?
No, not really. But that would be really cool. But that's not what this commercial is all about. This commercial is about getting rid of those gumballs once they're on the ground. For that project, you're going to need a nut wizard.
A who?
A nut wizard. While the nut wizard won't keep the gumballs from falling out of the trees, it will help you clean them up off the ground. The nut wizard is a long-handled tool. You just roll it over the gumballs on the ground to pick them up. When the nut wizard is full, you just empty it into your favorite receptacle. So don't break your back bending over to pick up those gumballs one at a time. Stop by Schnars and pick up a nut wizard.
A who?
A nut wizard. Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. We're open 7 days a week, so call us at 314-993-0910. Or for location hours or to shop online, go to schnars.com.
How many of you are thinking about replacing your old deck or adding a new one to your outdoor living space? Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for Outdoor Living at I-44 in Big Bend. Outdoor Living has a showroom with over 15 different deck displays, 30 different rail options, fences, gazebos, pergolas, screen porches, fire pits, built-in grills, and sunrooms, just to name some of what they have. They also operate their own lumber yard to supply all of the decking materials used for your project. So if you're a professional or an amateur or a homeowner, where are you going to go? Outdoor Living. The Outdoor Living also stocks AZEK decking made of 100% cellular PVC. It provides superior stain, scratch, mold, mildew resistance, and comes in 17 colors to choose from. You can get all the material, and you can do it yourself, or you can have a professional do it, courtesy of Outdoor Living, Inc., I-44 and Big Bend in Kirkwood, 314-966-3325, or OutdoorLivingInc.com.
Hi, it's John Carney, and if you need someone to do your homework for you, you should call Allen Roofing and Siding. Getting Allen Roofing and Siding to take care of your roof, siding, and gutters is kind of like getting Albert Einstein to do your math homework for you. Since 1972, their highly satisfied customers have given Allen Roofing and Siding an A+, because they team up the best product lines with quality workmanship. To get straight A's in school, you don't just show up, you do your best. That's the way Allen Roofing and Siding approaches every homework assignment in Metro St. Louis. Hey, don't just take our word for it. Contractor Magazine, sort of the report card of the industry, rates Allen Roofing and Siding as number 46 in the top 100 in the U.S. So if your roof ain't what it used to be, if your gutters are now sagging leaf catchers, or if your exterior walls could use some updating, don't be a dunce. Put down your number two pencil and go to Allen Roofing and Siding, the best in the class. Allen Roofing and Siding, located in Ellisville, Missouri, St. Peter's, and Caseyville, Illinois. They'll do a superb job on your homework. Online at aroofing.net.
In 1955, Archbishop Ritter called upon the faithful of St. Louis to build the only freestanding Catholic pediatric hospital in the country. Thanks to the support of our community, SSM Cardinal Glennon Children's Medical Center was built brick by brick, dollar by dollar. That was the beginning of Glennon Sunday. Join thousands and donate to show your compassion for sick and injured children this Glennon Sunday, June 7th. Make your gift at Mass or donate online at glennon.org. Glennon Sunday, where faith and healing unite.
The excitement that is sweeping the nation has finally arrived in the Gateway City. St. Louis Football Club, the area's newest professional soccer team, is playing in front of sold-out crowds at the Worldwide Technology Soccer Park. Fans are loving the authentic soccer experience. Tailgating, cheering, chanting, and much more. It's a party you won't want to miss. St. Louis FC takes on the Harrisburg City Islanders on Saturday, June 13th at 7:30. Get your tickets at stlouisfc.com.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Managing depression. It's about getting you back to you. If you're still experiencing feelings such as depressed mood and lack of energy, whether or not you're taking an antidepressant, the Forward studies may be an option. They're evaluating an investigational drug designed to work with antidepressants to see if it can help address unresolved symptoms of depression.
To learn more, call 888-44-MERCY. That's 888-446-3729 or visit forwardstudies.com.
So you've switched over to the DynaGreen fertilizer system. Now, what about your grass? Well, you need to reseed, and the best way to do that is with DynaGreen. You can do the Independence 4-Way Fescue. You can do the Turf Saver Plus with 10% bluegrass or the HGT bluegrass, just like Busch Stadium. To find out everything you need, go to your local independent lawn and garden dealer and ask about DynaGreen or DynaGreenInfo.com. Kirkwood Material and Bear Garden Shop are your local DynaGreen dealers.
Dear obsessed fans of St. Louis Bread Company's Strawberry Poppy Seed and Chicken Salad, the Strawberry Poppy Seed and Chicken Salad has returned, only at St. Louis Bread Company.
Each and every weekday morning at 6:50, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus gives us insights into the financial markets and investing. To get your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and tune in weekday mornings at 6:50 on the Big 550 KTRS.
For your real estate needs, you need the K Bova Selling Team, now powered by REMAX Properties West. Make your realty dreams a reality. Find the K Bova Selling Team at sellingstlewis.com.
Listen each week to the Financial Safari with local retirement coach Jerry Means. Jerry says the best place to start when putting together a plan is to have the right definition of diversifying.
We have a lot of people come in. They do own small cap, mid cap, large cap, but they have all their money in stocks. And we think you should diversify among stocks, bonds, mutual funds, annuities. You know, it all boils down to the fact that all of the pieces of the financial puzzle need to fit together.
That's the Financial Safari, Sunday mornings at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Win your share of sizzling prizes during the Grills and Thrills giveaway. Take home a new grill, cash, or free slot play Fridays in May and Saturday, May 30th at Hollywood Casino.
Let's see how the traffic looks right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, we just flew over a head-on collision. It's on southbound Ballas just before Clayton Road. It's in the left turn lane. It's not a real serious head-on, but it is enough to cause backups on southbound Ballas. Got another crash on eastbound Highway 40 at Big Bend. The right lane is blocked and traffic is jammed pretty solid now from Spady all the way up through Big Bend. And then southbound 170, you're jammed up because of that backup from Olive down through Highway 40. Stop and go traffic on southbound 270 from Olive down through Doherty Ferry and westbound 44. You're running pretty slow now from Soccer Park to Merritt. This traffic report brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. Dear obsessed fans of St. Louis Bread Company's strawberry poppy seed and chicken salad, stop driving by and staring in their windows. The strawberry poppy seed and chicken salad has returned, only at St. Louis Bread Company. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Tim. I have to make sure people understand. My chair is making these horrible noises, and I don't want to do it, and people think, oh, he's got gas. So let me show you my chair.
See?
I don't hear anything.
Hang on, here.
I don't think you're moving.
Okay. No. Now let me do my chair.
Yeah. Was that the chair?
That was him. That wasn't me. Here, one more time with the chair. I actually don't want him WD-40.
Yeah. Oh my goodness! Oh. Boy, yeah, that chair needs
you
some
moved
work.
To the M,
see,
yeah.
Mark and Jason, you'll hear the names again a little later. You'll hear the website mentioned, markandjason.com. If you don't know what that's all about, I'm about to tell you. Mark and Jason are Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. They're financial advisors. They have given me some financial advice. I can't share it with you. It's actually against the Securities and Exchange Commission rules and regulations, and people can get fired for that kind of stuff. You're not supposed to discuss any particular account or return, and I think I understand that. Because everybody's situation is different. And just because somebody made in the course of a year, when it all shakes down, let's say they made 5, 6, 7% or whatever, you can't say that because other people might expect it. And if they make 1% less, you get it. Here's what I will tell you. They have a very successful business. A lot of people turn to them and say, help me decide what to do with this money. And that money is $25,000 or more. And if you have that to invest, you might want to have a conversation with them. And that's it. It's an invitation to talk to two people who I think you'll find are very nice, are very good communicators, meaning if you know a lot about investing or nothing, they're bilingual. They speak both of those languages. Mark and Jason, Stiefel Nicholas for 20 some odd years. And even if you have a financial advisor, I would say, talk to them anyway. Second opinion cannot hurt. Say, here's what I have. Here's what we're doing with it. Be interesting to see what they had to say. Mark and Jason, markandjason.com. From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab. Your AM and the PM cab company, STL Taxi. That's the app. If you don't use apps, call this number, 314-652-3456. That's the cab you want, a Laclede cab. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, everybody. Happy Wednesday afternoon.
You too, Bill.
So, Frank, I got a little assignment here for you. Mm-hmm. All right. Tonight, when you get home or tomorrow during the day at some point, I want you to go to billontheroad.com. And okay. I went to a place in Cincinnati that I know that you would absolutely love, and I hope you get a chance to check it out. You're kind of like me. You like lights and stuff, right?
I love lights. You like put little lights on something, I'll buy it.
I went to the American Sign Museum
yes.
in Cincinnati, Ohio, yeah. and you talk about lights. You walk in, and the most aesthetically pleasing museum I've ever gone in, neon light.
Do they still do neon? What the heck?
Bill?
Bill Cleveland?
Oh, you know what?
He loves his phone company.
What?
I know that.
I know he does. And
I'm still here.
Oh,
yeah.
Wait, now what happened?
That happens to mine, too, sometimes.
Yeah,
I'll be talking.
I don't know if I can say that on the air. But
no,
yeah.
You can't. We'll edit it out.
I'll be talking to somebody.
We're on short leash. Do they still make neon signs there?
They actually have a neon shop on site, but, you know, neon signs are kind of, you know,
well,
kind of went away.
LED is going to absolutely replace all neon, and neon is very, it's, It's gas. It's a lit up gas, and its days are numbered. But I still like the look of neon.
Oh, it's amazing. It's. I'm sorry, I said amazing.
That's all right.
Somebody turned the light.
Very, very, very cool though.
What's well, it called? What's it called? American Sign Company.
The American Sign Museum. Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Mm-hmm. Kim Kardashian reportedly wants to work for the United Nations.
She
supposedly wants to see to it that children around the world have the basic necessities like food, shelter, designer shoes. That's what she wants in all
there. That's
important things, yeah.
And three Southwest Airlines baggage handlers are accused of smuggling marijuana in passengers' luggage. Mm-hmm. And passengers knew something was off when they opened their bags and found Dorito crumbs on their clothes.
Mm.
What's going on there? And the government just released details of documents found inside the Osama bin Laden compound. Some pretty interesting things. Some of the documents included maps, instructions for building weapons, a notebook of your mama so fat jokes. There's a lot of really odd things in there. And finally, this afternoon.
You don't see a lot of heavy women over there. You notice that? Those burkas and stuff? They don't let them eat.
In Florida, a potential employee was stabbed while conducting a job interview.
Mm.
Every day. And, well, at least he now has the answer to the question, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Prison.
You know,
easy. Prison.
Prison, that's right. Thanks. Mm-hmm. Bill Clinton segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM Cab Company, and from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Clinton on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay, see ya.
I want to say that might have been one of the very best segments here. I want to say
I just wrote
that.
It, yeah.
I want
oh,
to
yeah.
say it. But I, see what I did? I'm not,
you
are
not,
not
going
to say it. I wish I could say it. That was Bill Clevelin. He's a good guy. He's got a great site, too, billontheroad.com. If you've never seen it, it's worth taking a look at. Here's something else worth checking into, Ballast Dental Care. I know there are people listening right now who have not been to the dentist for years. You know who you are. Here's the other thing you need to know. Stop it. You don't have to do that anymore. You don't have to dread going to the dentist. You don't have to wonder if you can get in. Yeah, I'll tell you right now, you get in Ballast Dental Care. You call them, you will get in, especially if you tell them you're AM and the PM. They will love you when you walk in there. And that'll be the last time you dread an appointment. It'll be the last time you say, well, I don't really have a dentist that I like. Now you do. And the reason for going, there are many. You're new in town. You don't have a dentist. You hate your dentist. Your dentist is dying or dead. Your dentist has bad breath, tells bad jokes, whatever. Been going there for 42 years. I invite you to join me. Ballast Dental Care, the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com. Hang on. The Playhouse is